Hello and welcome to Como Se Sauce, the extra podcast we didn't know we were doing. We're here Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
And we're here at the hotel with a whole bunch of people. Does anyone want to say hi to the podcast audience?
Noriko's here.
Apollo's here.
Hi.
Apollo from Medio Tempo.
Terry's here.
Buenas tardes, hola.
Cecilia's here.
Hi.
TKD.
Hello.
Rob, what's up?
And Jose Manuel is here.
Hi.
We've kidnapped various people and brought them to my my penthouse stronghold.
Yeah, we're in the penthouse suite tonight.
Yeah, so
that's a great view.
Yeah, great view, except when their streets are full with people celebrating. Then it's kind of hard to sleep.
But every day.
Yeah, every day. So I guess we decide, since we have everyone here, we might as well interrogate Jose Manuel about the Sirigaita. When did you guys start with the show?
8 years ago.
8 years.
8 years, and it was an idea that we have 2 years earlier to start the Tercera Caída show. And it was like, we say that Mexican sport, it's lucha libre. And there was no program at that time that has all the news and interviews and all that kind of stuff. And it worked really, really great for us.
Was it hard to convince TVC Deportes to pick up the show?
We came from another channel to TVC Deportes with that idea.
Okay. Was that Mega Cable?
No. The idea is PCTV.
Okay.
We have one that I told you that story off the record.
Yeah.
Because they stole our idea to do another show.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys follow Mexican Lucha Libre, maybe you know what show was that. We have that on paper.
Yeah.
We have to the other station, we bring that paper to them, and they had another show. So we came to TVC Deportes with three things. One Lucha Libre, one soccer, first A division, second division of soccer, and to do a wrestling news show.
Yeah.
And it's Tercera Caída right now.
Mm-hmm.
Before all that, were you involved in Lucha Libre in any way or no?
I have I was ring announcer in Naucalpan a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Nothing.
What about Bernardo? Was he doing stuff before?
No, he was cameraman in another station. But we have that idea to have the show.
Was it hard the first few episodes just getting the hang of doing that, getting all that, putting it all together, all the Lucha Libre stuff into a show when you guys hadn't been doing a show before?
The big problem is to have luchadors in our show. Nobody wants to come. Nobody. The first one was Brazo de Plata, Pirata Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
It was our first guests. But nobody wants to come to our show. They saw us kids. They said, no, what you know about this? No. And AAA was the first that had that confident on us to first have some luchadors in our show.
So that was the big, was that really the big turning point when AAA started coming in, or was it, did you get,
well,
when did you feel like the show was taking off as a success?
Well, the problem is nobody wants us with cameras on the shows.
Yeah.
Wrestlers, they don't know us, so they didn't know us, so
yeah,
they don't want to give us interviews. But I think in the first episodes we tried to do some different stuff, and the show has some popularity into the promoters.
Yeah.
And the first promoter that have confidence on us was Barney from
Baja Stars
Wrestling. Mm-hmm. And he said that he wanted to bring Tercera Caída to their show, Arts Místico against Hijo del Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
And we tape the whole match. We have all the on our show, complete match in our show.
Mm-hmm.
We have Extreme Tiger, Mortis, because the show, there are kind of people are watching that in Tijuana.
Yeah.
So they knew us, and they knew Zona de Combate at that time.
Yeah.
And that's when they kick off the show. And then we have one with Rey Mysterio. He came from a autograph signing.
Yeah.
At one Plaza de las Estrellas here in Mexico. It was chaotic. Mm-hmm. And we taped all that thing. Mm-hmm. It was like a thousands of people.
Yes. Yeah.
Thousands of people. Yeah, they broke us stairs. it was chaotic. And we have all that in tape in one show. Mm. So I think that two shows, that's when Tercera Caída kicked off.
I remember the early Tercera Caídas that I watched. It was different than now. It was half the show was an interview,
uh-huh.
and then the other half of the show you showed matches of the wrestlers. I remember Traumas had a special.
Uh-huh.
There was one where Rayo de Jalisco had a special. And then you decided later it became more highlights going around, showing everything.
Well, the first thing is interviews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of information right now. Mm-hmm. So we start to do the highlights, and people want to come to the arenas to have their matches in our show, so that's really cool.
So for the people who watch show, how many people are working on the show now?
The thing since the beginning was Bernardo and I,
mm-hmm.
just by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you guys know each other before? By the way, are you guys friends? Childhood?
It was a strange story because we. Be in the same school,
mm-hmm.
since kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
He's 1 year older than me,
mm-hmm.
so we knew each other. We are not friends. We were not friends at that time, and I knew he exists. He knows that I exist. And then he went to college. We split our ways,
mm-hmm.
and then we met in another channel, A&M Sports.
Mm-hmm.
A bad channel.
Yeah.
That they look like they do the same things that when we were at that time
yeah.
with them. And he was a cameraman, I was a play-by-play in soccer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in one trip to San Luis Potosi,
yeah.
To one game, one soccer game, we said maybe we can do something with wrestling.
Yeah.
We have a show and have all the ideas and that stuff, and that's the way that we started with Tercera Caída.
When did El Monje come mm-hmm. along?
El Monje, he was...
Where did you find him? On the street somewhere?
No, in Naucalpan. In Naucalpan.
Yeah.
He, with 2 years of the show, he mm-hmm. said that he watches Tercera Caída,
mm-hmm.
and every week we saw in the first row of Arena Naucalpan.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, and he started to take pictures with us, and signed the pictures to us, and
yeah.
he says he's trained like a couple of times, and then he broke his arm,
mm-hmm.
and we started to talk with him a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
and he said that maybe if he got a chance to go to our show, he can answer the phones and start, you know, writing, and gave that part to us.
Mm-hmm.
He made like clothes to corporations.
Yeah.
Like uniforms and that stuff. That's the thing that he do.
Yeah.
But he came to our show and we said, well, maybe if we could have a character.
Yeah.
He has a mask, a black mask.
Yeah.
And we said, maybe if you come to the show to give us the phone calls.
Yeah.
And that's with the story of Monk starts.
Yeah.
It was strange.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now he's... it's a big part of Tercera Caída. He goes to have to record all the highlights that we have. We split in like three parts. We have another friend that it's called Harrison.
Yeah.
He was like the in charge of the social media of TBC.
Yeah.
He's right now working in TV Azteca,
mm-hmm.
but he helped us with a lot of stuff. So that's the big team. And Raúl Azcoitia, who was the producer.
Yeah.
For the first year,
yeah.
Bernardo and I do all the things, but mm-hmm. he had some ideas, so he started to make like producing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think it would last as long as it did, as long as it has so far, mm-hmm. when you started?
No. We knew that this is gonna be different. That. In Mexico, it's not a new show of Lucha Libre.
Yeah.
That I think that the Lucha Libre don't have the important exposure that deserves on Mexican TV. So it was like an experiment, and right now we have 8 years, so it's really, really good.
And how did it expand? So then you started, you guys had Puebla on the channel. Mm-hmm. First you had AUL, Arena Los Patateos stuff. And then you had Puebla. How did it expand? Was it because of Tercera Caída?
Because TBC starts like the Lucha Libre channel.
Yes.
Everyone wants to be on TBC. Mm-hmm. We have IWL, Perros del Mal,
DTU,
Hijo del Santo. It was the first time that Extreme Show appears on Mexican TV. Yeah. Arena Ucalpan, like three different periods.
Yeah. Fourth one sooner or later.
Maybe. AULL, they says, the company said that they don't want TV anymore. Yeah. And it was a really huge deal because TBC pays AULL for the product. Hmm. And they say, no, we don't want TV. So
we don't want money.
Appears IWRG. Yeah. And they say, we want Zona de Combate.
Yeah.
That's when we go to Arena Naucalpan. Mm. And they say in Arena López Mateo, they say, wait, we want TV. And our bosses said, it's not anymore. We are in IWRG. And we have a big show. We have AAA Fusion.
Yeah.
Tons and tons of Lucha Libre in these 8 years. Mm. The channel has 7 years, Tercera Caída, and the Lucha Libre in TBC has 8 years. So it was really, really important for the Lucha Libre promoters to appear on TBC Deportes.
Were you guys ever in danger of that you can talk about? Mm-hmm. Were you ever in danger of getting canceled or kicked off?
No, right problems? Now, no. No. Mm-hmm. We have one problem with DTU and using the logos of TBC Deportes and Tercera Caída. Mm-hmm. And our boss canceled the show one time, but the show was already recorded, already taped. But it was a problem that I don't understand right now.
When the show didn't air, they went crazy on the internet. Everybody wanted to see it.
Yeah, and everybody tweeted. And
everybody was angry tweeting it.
And sent Facebook messages to to Gerardo in that time.
Yeah.
But I think for the people, it's while we are back on Tercera Caída in that time, that never was in danger, the show.
And then you've had, besides Mexican promotions, you've had WWE's footage at times, you've shown Japanese, especially when Mexican's going on to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you spend finding all that footage of even the shows you don't go to?
A lot. Yeah. A lot. We try to find when we have Ayako and Gran Hamada in our show.
Yeah.
And we wanted to have something special for their show, and we found Ayako and Gran Hamada versus Apache and Fabi Apache.
From Arsen?
Mm-hmm.
In Japan.
In Japan. So that's the time that we try to spend to have the best footage for the interviews. So
you research. So this the show is your life, right?
Because of most of your kind life. Of, yeah. Kind of.
Like, for example, just this week, we saw you in Querétaro on Tuesday night.
And Sunday in Naucalpan.
Sunday in Naucalpan. And then the show is Wednesday 5 p.m. Now it is at Wednesday 5 p.m.
Yeah, 24 hours.
So you had to come back from Querétaro.
Yeah.
Get a little sleep.
Yeah.
And then go edit the shows. Not just that one, also other shows from the night.
We have in Pantitlan, in Arena San Juan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The show was at the same time as in Querétaro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have in Oceania, the Leyendas Inmortales del Ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for a short time, didn't enter to the Tercera Caída show. Mm-hmm. But all week. Mm-hmm. And starts this Friday with Aniversario.
Yeah. Yeah.
And AAA, what happened in Riviera Maya.
Yeah.
The good thing is that Lucha Libre never stops.
Yeah. There's no off season. There's no, you don't have to fill 2 weeks with stuff when there's nothing going on. There's always something happening.
Yeah. And there's little arenas that have shows every week. Mm-hmm. There's big arenas that have shows every week. There are stars that everywhere.
When you hear from fans of the show, which kind of, what parts of the show do they like the most?
What? Sorry.
When you get feedback either like on Facebook or YouTube or anything from the fans, what do they like about the show the most?
They like there's one part that we didn't do anymore that it's called Lucha Fantástica. Yeah. It was one wrestler tell us who would be his favorite match against who.
Yeah.
And it was great the first year have this part, but I think top 10.
Yeah.
And top 100.
Yeah.
They're the best feedback.
That's crazy. Yeah.
The first idea that we have was like an experiment. Yeah. We say we don't want to work and the first show of the year.
Yeah.
So what we can do? Okay, we have a bunch of top 10s.
Yeah.
So we can find which would be the number one spot of Mexican Lucha Libre.
Yeah.
But it starts like it was a bad idea. It was 52 top 10s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have like a thousand of spots. So it was like 2 days of not sleep to try to figure who was the number one.
Yeah.
And it worked really good. We have comments from Japan, from Chile, from Argentina, Peru, United States.
Yeah.
I think because like a type of show like that, you don't have to understand Spanish to watch because it's just highlights.
Yeah,
we have like 2,000 reproductions on YouTube from Canada. I think that was
just dropped.
Being mad because Aerostar wasn't.
Yeah, I know the wrestler says, "Hey, did you watch my spot? Baby, I can go to the top 10 this time." And then appears the guys from Aguascalientes. That match didn't air, and we find that spot. Mística.
Super fast Mística. What was his name? I still don't know.
Arcángel Celestial, now Arcángel Divino.
And because of that, he got used in Chilanga Mask one time?
No, in DTU.
DTU and also on the Místico's first show.
But we haven't seen him since, so I hope he's still around someplace.
Yeah, that the idea of Crazy Boy, he wants to have something to this kid, and he offers to Sin Cara to appear on that show. And that was the best match of that Sin Cara
the gym show. This was the free show he did before his first match outside of WWE.
And that was the best match. The DTU match was the best match of Sin Cara's program.
So you and Bernardo and everyone and else goes to so many shows. Does it get tired of going to Lucha Libre events almost every day and just being nonstop at that?
There was a part that you tire of being in Lucha every single week. You need to have some vacations.
That's impossible. Impossible.
Well, Bernardo has vacations.
When you're tired, just
Bernardo has vacations.
Yeah.
He's had vacations for both of you.
One time he went out for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And in another part, he goes to his honeymoon.
Yeah.
So I've been, I just, in these years, 8 years, I just missed one Tercera Caída show.
Oh.
How come?
Because...
Are you allowed to say or no?
No, there's no problem. I have problems with the TV station.
Oh.
You know the traffic of Mexico.
It's horrible.
And in one, I have to do an athletics program, and I be late like 15 minutes, and they say, you can't do anything like in a week. In a week, you can't go to Naucalpan.
Suspension?
Yeah, a suspension. You can't go to Naucalpan, you can go to Tercera Caída, and they pay me the week, so it was like a good vacation.
Beautiful.
And 1 week after that, we go to Cancun, so we appear with Psycho Circus in one boat and something. I be in the show in that part, but I not be in the studio. I can't be in the studio for the suspension.
So I'm going to ask you what your favorite shows have been, but first I'll tell you mine. So I like the show where you had all the promoters, you had AAA, CMLL doing a debate back and forth, because that was historic in Mexico. You never imagined that, because the companies hate each other.
Yeah.
Like today we had lunch and we couldn't even invite people from the other companies because it would have been difficult to be sitting at a table. So to get them on a TV show that everybody sees, how did you do that?
We have good relation with Miguel Reducindo, with Miguel Fonseca, CMRL,
and Triple A Miguel Fonseca,
and Ricky Nieste in that time who works for Boxy Lucha.
Yeah.
And we have that idea. We present the idea to the companies, and they say, "Okay, okay, we have, you can have the press part in your show," and it worked really good. But what we want is the promoters.
Yeah.
That's the next step.
You think so? It'll ever happen?
I think we can do. Paco Alonso is really difficult to go to one show.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna try. We didn't have the best relation with CMLL right now. Triple A says that they love to go to a debate or to something.
Yeah.
We have an idea with the Apache and Blue Panther.
Mm-hmm.
They say that they want to be in one show with AAA event, with AAA talent and with CMLL talent, but only if we can speak not only the for the promotions, speak about Lucha Libre.
Mm-hmm.
And we said we agree. We didn't have any problem. We didn't talk about anybody.
Yeah.
So I think in the future maybe we can do that debate.
I hope so.
Everybody's invited.
I also like the show with Fantasma.
Uh-huh.
As soon as he left CMLL.
Yeah.
Because in the United States, we have things called shoot interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Where the wrestlers, you know, they sit down for 2 hours and they talk about everything. But you have to pay for that. Those are But your show was free, and it was the first time I heard a wrestler speak so honestly about a company. Because he really talked about the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good for the fans who don't understand how it really works here in Mexico, all the problems of the luchadores.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get in trouble for nobody said
anything? Yeah, in CMLL, they blocked us for that show.
But you probably knew that something was going to happen before.
No, because we asked and the wrestler answers.
Yeah.
The responsibility is in the wrestler, not on us.
You don't force them to say anything.
No. Everybody can say whatever they want. We are not like a talk show or to meet each other live in our show, but they have that freedom of speak. But if they get in trouble, that's not our problem.
Yeah.
We didn't say anything about it.
Where did the idea to do the extra after the show videos come from that you've been doing like the last year or so?
Like the tras de cámaras?
Yeah.
That was the idea of Person to do like applause for the people who watch on YouTube, because we saw that it was growing up, the people that come to us on the internet, because here we didn't have like a regular sketch, like a regular time.
Yeah.
It changed a lot.
Yeah.
It changed and people get mad here. Yeah.
Not just the time, the day too. Sometimes Friday, Saturday, whenever.
It's bad for us.
Yeah.
And people go to YouTube and they can watch it whatever they want, and that was to give them like applause, like another thing, like another part, like maybe a bigger interview.
Because sometimes we it's have like an extra show.
Yeah, like 10 minutes go to the interview in our show.
Yeah.
We can go like half an hour or 40 minutes longer in the tras de cámaras.
And then you've been given the plus with the new Mas Lucha TV channel with some of its clips from the show, some of it is more footage that doesn't make the show, some of it's full matches. What was the idea behind that?
The idea is that we want to do another stuff for Lucha Libre.
Yeah.
The next part is to do a website, but a different website that it's Lucha Libre websites right here. We want to do like, maybe you can go to ESPN or NBA that you watch the live results and the things that are going on at that time.
Yeah.
Of if you can't go to Pachuca for, you can watch the highlights in another day.
Yeah.
If you want to go to that event.
Yeah.
So that was the idea. The idea is to do a website. The idea is to do like a bigger stuff. But right now, it's impressive. We have over 1 million of reproductions.
Very impressive.
And plus in Más Lucha TV.
Yeah. You already have the video up from 2 days ago, San Juan Pantitlan.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All ready to go.
And I think it's going to be Chilanga Mask.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another part that it's DTU TV. So that part is stopped right now. But we're trying to work in with some other promotions and to have more Lucha Libre for people.
So what are your favorite shows that you've done?
My favorite show?
Your favorite show.
I like the Tijuana because it was the first time that we go, like program 13. We have right now like 429 shows in Tercera Caída in these 8 years. And I remember the first WrestleMania, the Japan show. I love to do that.
When you guys went with
Went
Sexy
to Wave.
Star,
yeah, to Wave. Yeah. It was a really good show.
Were you invited? You just went, or you were invited by Wave?
No, invited by Wave and AAA.
That's good.
And then you've gone to WrestleMania a couple times too.
Yeah, we have 6 WrestleManias.
Yeah.
But people here in Mexico, they don't are so much into WWE right now.
But they used to be.
Yeah, they used to be. Right now.
Why do you think?
I don't. In our show, with the feedback that we receive, it's people like more the Mexican talent. And go because people think it goes like a stereotype because they think that only in WWE there are talking and that's not the reality, and there are people that think that AAA they do like weird stuff that right now there's not the reality of AAA, so they stereotype WWE in that part that they talk that they don't wrestle a lot, but I don't know. People don't like the situation of Alberto del Rio.
Yeah.
Don't like the situation of Sin Cara. They don't know what's going to be with Rey Mysterio. So
nobody does. And so you prefer independent wrestling more than AAA CMLL. You like the DTU style?
Yeah.
The style of wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, not the promotion.
No. I like, there are like good things of every promotion.
Yeah.
You go to IWRG and you say that you have some good wrestlers there. I think the best new talent, it's in IWRG right now. But you go to Pachuca and you meet a couple of wrestlers that say that they are really good, and then you see them to a bigger shows. You know, CMLL has good talent. I think Rush, it's so much better than Latino in IWRG.
Oh, Latino.
So you try to look the better things of every show.
Yeah.
I like all the promotions. There are some promotions that are fun. There are some promotions that are not.
Yeah.
Growing up, who were some of your favorite luchadores when you were a kid?
I love Satanico. He impresses me, the things with Octagon and with his mask.
Tying it to the ropes?
Yeah. I like the matches that Satanico. I love the character and the mask of Huracán Ramírez. I think it's one of the greatest masks ever made in Mexico. I was impressed by Canek because I live near to Torreo de Cuatro Caminos. I never went to an independent show in Torreo de Cuatro Caminos, but I read in magazines. I read in the worst magazine, and once Mi Lucha. I think it was one of the worst magazines because it's writing with a...
pen?
No. With a bad orthography or with bad spelling.
Oh,
lots of mistakes.
Yeah.
But I was impressed with Canek and with Owen Hart in Mexico, with Jericho in Mexico, and be against Canek. I was impressed by Canek. I think Satanico and Canek, and Octagon and Atlantis, they were good at that time.
So Atlantis has a big match coming up tomorrow. Who do you think is going to win that match?
I think Atlantis is going to win.
Is that what you want to happen?
I don't know.
And the other match, Rey Cometa, Cavernario?
I think Rey Cometa is going to be out both.
Yeah.
That seems to be what most people think.
He'll be more aerodynamic without the hair. It'll help him spin a few more times, I think.
Yeah. More agility.
Plus, he's not bad.
Yeah. He'll still.
Who's your favorites to?
Ours? Go ahead.
Of those matches.
Oh.
And those matches, I think.
And I like to listen to Apollo and
Noriko. We did our preview yesterday. Yeah. So, yeah, you guys should go.
Yeah.
Who's going to win? Atlantis or Ultimo Guerrero?
Atlantis.
Okay, Paolo's picking Atlantis. Rico.
Ultimo Guerrero.
We went through all of us. Yes, Black Terry?
Yeah.
You going to speak?
Lost or win?
Who's going to win?
Atlantis.
Canoes.
Noriko's the only one picking Ultimo Guerrero.
Nuriko's gonna be right and celebrating and raising her hands in the air, and we're all just gonna be sad.
Reikometa Cavernario?
Cavernario?
Yeah.
Nuriko? Cavernario?
Yeah.
Terry?
Lost?
Yeah, win.
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 Cavernario. He's not a big fan of Cavernario.
You couldn't, because it's an audio thing, you couldn't see him roll his eyes as he said Cavernario.
Every time we say Cavernario, he gets so depressed.
Yeah. He may try to jump out the window if he brings this up.
I would be very bad. The thing is, I don't want that Atlantis end his career without a mask.
No.
He doesn't deserve that for his career. We know that this is not for deserving or not deserving, but I don't want to see Atlantis without his mask.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to keep going for many more years, or do you think he's... Because he's... I mean, for a long time, he was about the same wrestler, and then he started to slow down about the last year or so. So do you think he's probably going to be around much longer after this?
I think like a couple of years.
Yeah.
And
but nobody in Mexico ever retires. I still see Mil Máscaras. Yeah. No, you're going to Mil Máscaras show on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, never retires.
But Dos Caras, he didn't wrestle anymore. He doesn't wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
But I think Atlantis is going to retire in a couple of years.
When is the Octagon Fuerza Guerrera mask match happening?
I don't know. I really want to know.
Yeah.
Back when you were started to watch Lucha Libre, they said they were going to have a mask.
Yeah.
Now it's still a mask match.
Yeah.
So in closing, anything?
Well, I would like to be Octagon versus Atlantis, mask versus mask match.
That'd be good.
That'd be interesting.
You think that could ever happen or not possible?
I don't know. Everything can happen. If we have a Triple Mania Park versus La Parca, everything can happen in Mexican.
Is that the biggest match in this decade so far since 2010? The Parca match is the biggest one?
Yeah. People.
Even bigger than this one coming up, Atlantis Ultimo Guerrero?
I think that the moment of this match was last year.
Yeah.
That was the big part. They were main eventers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now, the main eventers are Rouge, Shocker,
Sombra, Volador.
It was like a strange transition in CML right now. But I think the biggest moment was last year.
Yeah.
Because right now I think that the arena is gonna be. It's gonna be full. We're gonna have a full arena.
You think it's gonna be full?
I would like to see Arena Mexico.
Siguiente Arena? Arena.
Yes.
Apollo thinks so too.
Yes.
Terry thinks so too. Full arena.
Yes.
Noriko.
Yes.
They're much more positive than we are.
Wagner and La Park and LA Park.
Yeah.
If that match was a couple of years ago, it would be the biggest match.
Yeah.
But right now. I think they are on their way to see another Fuerza Guerrera and Octagon rivalry.
I think Wagner Parker can only happen in AAA. That's the only promotion that can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know who else can offer the money for them to have a match like that.
Yeah, they say that if there is a promoter outside who wants to do that match,
they'll do it.
They'll do it. Yeah. But I think, and some people said into our Facebook page or Twitter that the only ones that make that match come true, it's AAA, I think, or CMLL, but they have problems with both wrestlers.
Yeah.
Everybody
has problems with both wrestlers.
Maybe you guys too have problems with the both wrestlers.
No.
That's the first
good friends.
That's their friends.
Yeah.
Good friends.
We found someone who likes them. That's good.
So how'd you? And I have a.
Sure.
How'd your experience in this second? Anniversary.
Amazing. I love it.
Yeah, it's been really good. It's been fun to go all the shows. Yesterday was really interesting, and everyone's been really nice. We've had any problems. It's just been a good time.
What happened yesterday?
It's a secret. It's very secret.
I don't remember. I'm not allowed to say.
It's different than last year, because last year we came on Wednesday night, We went to Naucalpan, and then the next night was the anniversary. Our whole trip, we went to three CMLL shows.
Yeah.
The whole trip was about Consejo.
And one RCH.
Yeah. One this year, we've only been to one CMLL show, and it was the worst one so far. Out of all the shows we've been to.
Yeah.
But we're hoping tomorrow's going to be really good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Very excited. And this trip, we met so many more wrestlers than we did last. So much more wrestlers than last year.
Yeah.
Everybody's been so nice.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And we met, like you said yesterday, people we never thought we would meet.
Yeah.
We met.
Yeah, somehow we ended up having dinner with Flamita, and I wasn't even expecting that. That was just random stuff happened.
Not like last year, it was just about the shows. This year, it's more about meeting people. Like this, talking to you on the podcast.
Thank you.
Who would have ever thought?
Yeah. Or going 3-hour bus rides.
We're going on 3 hours to Querétaro, 3 hours back on the bus with all the wrestlers.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Thanks for coming to our show yesterday.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was
thanks for having us. We couldn't stay for the whole show.
Yeah,
it was weird watching how you film it.
Yeah.
But you're staring at the screen while you're talking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
Yeah.
No scripts.
No scripts. No teleprompter.
No cue cards.
No teleprompter.
Impressive.
Yeah, it's all. It's do you guys write a script or do you just have an outline? You just know what the segment's about, and you have to come up with the words on your own.
No, well, it was when you're doing this in 8 years, we never use a script.
Yeah. Mm.
But it was like a good tag team combination between Bernardo and I, and it's natural.
But we never see you two guys together at the same time. The only time we saw you was together, we get one of you or we get the other one of you. And so you just must be psychically linked when you show back up together.
Yeah, that's the thing that I miss the most with to commentate or announce wrestling with him.
Yeah,
because we have that
chemistry.
Yeah. When I shut up, he starts talking, and when he shut up, I start talking. So.
And after we finish this, you're going to do Puebla. For Puebla for next week's TV show.
Yeah, see him a little.
A Arena day Puebla. In the life of Jose Manuel.
Yeah, you worked all day Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you came out and hung out with us for no particular reason for a few hours today, and now you have to go back to work again. So that's a tough week for you.
No, it's a pleasure to talk with you. You are there. Really, really, so much into Lucha Libre.
Were you surprised that there were people outside Mexico who knew so much about Lucha Libre when you first?
No, because it's an important sport.
Yeah,
I saw it as an important. Lucha Libre is a huge sport. Mm-hmm. It's a cultural, politic. It involves big things here in Mexico, so it's strange to. So you guys came here every year for a CMLL show, but it's awesome. There are some people that go to the United States not only for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They knew about all the companies, all the independent companies that are around the WrestleMania weekend. So it's good to have that part here in Mexico.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll ever be another boom period like when Místico and Perro Aguayo Jr.?
Yeah, I think.
You think so? One day it'll come?
Yeah.
Do you think they need
a new
star?
It's like a cyclic.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
same thing in the United States.
It happened in mid 90s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful shows here in Mexico. CML wasn't good when they have Silver King, Hector Garza, Dos Caras as the big stars.
Yeah.
And when Triple H starts and they do crazy stuff with crazy Jose Ramona or Chamagol or all the kinds of pressure. It's cyclic.
Mm.
It's cyclic. What I see right now it's that we have huge independent talent.
Yeah.
And we have wrestlers like Fulgor Es Imposible, Alan Extreme, to mention those kind of guys that they really, really put a different things in wrestling right now, in Lucha Libre right now. Maybe that those are the huge stars.
Is there room for a third company? When it was CMLL, AAA, UWA?
Yeah.
You think there's room for a third one?
Yeah.
On TVC Deportes.
Or in another TV station.
Yeah. So, anything in closing to say to the fans in the U.S. who watch Tercera Caída?
No, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the comments that we receive every week.
Yeah.
If people don't watch her show, we can continue to do Tercera mm-hmm. Caída. Yeah. So thank you for to stay in touch with Lucha Libre. Yeah. And it's great to have you guys here.
And thank you guys for your hard work.
Yeah.
No.
And for just doing what you do, because you know a show like you do, mm. impossible in the United States. It's impossible.
Yeah.
The promoters would never work mm-hmm. together.
Mm-hmm.
They would never share footage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who knows how many people would be into? Who knows? First of all, no TV station would put it on because mm-hmm. they only want WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
So it would have to be an internet show. But I don't know. There used to be a show. Long time ago in the United States, just like Tercera Caída,
mm-hmm.
called The Week in Wrestling or This Week in Wrestling.
Yeah.
And they used to show a whole bunch, but that was maybe 30 years ago.
Cool. Yeah.
It was a long time ago. That was before WWF was famous and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what your show reminds me of, showing highlights of everything. I'm just, so if anybody's listening and wants to make a comparison between
yeah.
the two,
yeah.
anything to say?
No, I think we've covered everything.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Can you say, si usted
quería oh, yeah. Please. That's going to be the closest.
Thank you guys for being here. And for all the guys in the United States. Recuerde, si usted quería lucha, aquí está la lucha.